This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Peltheth. Parents held children born while they were stuck abroad. Long separated couples kissed, and grandparents embraced grandchildren who had doubled in age. The happy reunions played out Monday as the U.S. fully reopened to many vaccinated international travelers. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
From Frankfurt, where Stella Godwin was waiting for a flight to New York.
I am so excited.
To San Francisco.
Fantastic.
Australian Nick Lincoln and other travelers reveled in again visiting the U.S. For him, it's business. But in Newark, New Jersey.
I'm on cloud nine, I can see.
Jolly Dubey flew from India to see her boyfriend for the first time in months. While in San Diego.
Hoy sí es grande la emoción.
Octavio Alvarez came from Mexico to visit his mother-in-law for the first time in 2 years. At the Canadian border, Stephen Nemeth loved just having the freedom to drive across.
It feels nice to kind of be returning to normal.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Australia, fully vaccinated people in New South Wales state are enjoying that some COVID restrictions were lifted Monday as well. That includes the elimination of limits on the number of home visitors. The United States plans to invest in up to 10 large-scale infrastructure projects around the world in January. This is part of a broader Group of Seven initiative to counter China's Belt and Road Initiative. That's according to a senior administration official on Monday. The official said a delegation of diplomatic and development officials led by President Joe Biden's Deputy National Security Advisor identified at least 10 promising projects in both Senegal and Ghana during the last week. More on VOA News.